Joining me in studio today is the publisher of On the Bay magazine, David Loopstra. We run into each other in the hallways here. David also plays banjo. That's for another conversation. We're going to be jamming sometime soon. Great to have you, David. Welcome to our studio.
Thanks, Daniel. It's always a pleasure to be here.
So the second issue, your second issue of On the Bay, is now on stands. It's super exciting. I'm holding it right in front of me, and it is power-packed with all kinds of articles, 130 pages of juicy material. Tell us a little bit about it. Tell us about the great growth you're experiencing, how you're printing more copies of the magazine. Tell us all about it, why it's important to you.
Sure, of course. Yeah, we have some exciting things going on. First of all, we have such a great team, a very energetic team. Members of this team, they really get it. They understand that what it's all about is creating great value for readers. What we do is create this readership group, a very attractive demographic, and then create opportunities for our advertisers to speak to those readers. And the team here at the office really understands what it's like to be a small business owner, to be an entrepreneur in the Southern Georgian Bay area, the challenges that business owners and entrepreneurs face, and also the markets that those business owners want to reach. And that's what it's all about, is connecting the business owners with our readers. That shows in the growth that we've experienced over the last 6 to 8 months.
Wonderful. You're building a phenomenal network with your advertisers, a great relationship with the local community. Tell us a little bit about the sustainable practices that are in place.
Sure, yes. You know, magazines have an impact. I wrote about it in my publisher's letter as well. And, you know, we want to address that head on. As business leaders in the community, we can't ignore the impacts that our business practices have. You know, we work with RBW Graphics, which is Transcontinental in Owen Sound. Great people there. We love working with them. They're in our community. They employ over 400 employees. And they source their paper from mills that are involved in sustainable practices. So, and that's very important to us. We're not seeing logging of old growth forests. We're seeing paper that comes from cast offs from the lumber industry, which uses a fast growing poplar tree. So for us, that's very important that we're not seeing, you know, clear cutting. Or that we're not, sourcing our paper from practices that involve clear cutting. But I mean, we still have an impact, right? So here at the office, we've pledged to eradicate litter from two natural areas in Southern Georgian Bay. It's not perfect, but it's a step in the right direction.
You mentioned impact. And one of the things I like about your introduction that I read in the latest issue is about how it takes people away from the screen, away from Facebook groups. Brings us together as a community, which is exactly what we're trying to do in local radio as well.
That's right. And by the way, you're doing an amazing job of that. And I love listening to your show.
Hey, I appreciate that.
It's so important. I mean, we all live here on planet Earth. We're all part of a local community and a larger community. It's so important to build community, to build better lives for us, to make the planet a better place. So yeah, I believe in a tactile product that people can read and put on their coffee table that's positive, that has content that's curated by some of our region's top journalists. I mean, certainly Roger Klein, our chief of content, is one of the top journalists in our area, and he's attracting some great writers. So it's putting forth a positive message that's representative of our community.
Tell us a little bit about the curated content. There's so much to choose from in this edition. What stories maybe would you like to highlight for us?
Sure. Yeah, I'd like to talk about two of them. The first one is our retirement article. It was actually very surprising to me. There's a sidebar in there with data from CARP, Canada Association of Retired Persons, that talks about the number of people that retire in Canada every year. It's a staggering number of people. So very important that as you're approaching retirement to think about what you're going to do with your time after you retire. I retired 6 years ago and, you know, it was fun, but it got boring. And so now I'm working again, and it's fun and it's meaningful. So I love that article on retirement. The other article I think is very important in this issue is the article on affordable housing. We're seeing skyrocketing housing costs, not only in this area, but, you know, across the province. And we're seeing a very high tax burden on the middle class. And that is an issue. When you combine high taxes on the middle class with unaffordable housing, we're headed for a problem. In this region, we're headed for a problem because we're generally a service-based region, or one of our strong industries, along with building and construction. If our employees can't find places to live that are affordable, we're not going to have employees, not to mention the fact that if you're starting out in lower and middle class bracket and you can't find a place to live that's affordable, how are you going to get ahead in life? And so we're going to be looking, pressuring our local governments and our provincial governments to address this issue. So this is something that we want to continue to look at.
Well, your editors have done a great job with very in-depth coverage of these probing issues. I can't help but notice the cover. It's so starkly contrasting to the first edition. We've got these two beautiful whistling swans on the cover. Can you tell us a little more about it, how that came about?
Sure, yeah. We love the colors and the brightness of it. Actually, our chief of content, Roger Klein, his sister is Mia Klein. She's a photographer, local photographer, very talented. And she had these really stunning images. And we knew we wanted to use them. And we do have a story in the magazine on bird migrations, which is important to think about, especially in this area. You know, we live here as humans, but this area is also inhabited by many, many animal creatures. And it's all part of the quality of life that we all enjoy here. So this area is a stop on the migration route for these tundra swans. And so we wanted to highlight that, you know, they're such beautiful animals and they frequent our area.
Oh, is that what they are? Tundra swans? I thought they were whistling swans because they give a whistle when they move their wings. Yes. I always find a musical element in everything.
I love it. One of the things I love about you for sure. It's true. I think let's go with whistling swans.
Okay, great. Thank you, David, so much. Where can you get On the Bay?
Everywhere. Certainly any grocery store. It's free for pickup, courtesy of our advertisers. Certainly, you know, throughout the region, high traffic locations. Pick up your copy today.
Very excited about what's happening for number 3 coming out soon also.
Excellent. That's right. Yeah, midsummer. Mid-July. Yeah.
Awesome. Fantastic. David, thank you so much for taking your time to join us here on the New Classical FM.
Thank you, Daniel.